So here we are, the duck, it's broken, quack quack, and that means you're about to listen to episode one of the Mind Your Muscle podcast. Whatever you do, please listen to at least this first episode, because I want you to discover why you're feeling stuck at times, whether it be with exercise, weight loss, business or work, relationships, or in a cycle of yo-yo results in your life. You see, if you're like most people, you're probably doing it back to front. You're trying to develop strength from the outside in rather than the inside out. Keep listening and you'll discover who you have to be to get what it is you want.
Hi, I'm Paul Keenan and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle podcast.
Hey, so this is obviously the Mind Your Muscle podcast where you're going to develop strength from the inside out. You are. Look, of course you are. It's all about mindset, I guess. Well, I don't want you to guess and I don't want you to assume either. Just indulge me. Be the blank slate. You know, mindset, it's a phrase that's grown now across lots of different industries. It's certainly not new. It's been around for decades and most of us will recognize it as perhaps the self-help guides. In essence, it is personal development on a subconscious level. For years, there was little mention of mindfulness and visualization, let alone paradigms. But we've been dancing now with the law of attraction, habits, and how we become what we think. But mindset, well, it's more than a word. And it's now probably a movement in itself and one that is definitely getting stronger. I see the mind as a muscle. With the emergence of social media over the past decade, the world of personal development has exploded in your face, and rightly so, because it is absolutely fascinating when you jump right into it with your eyes wide open. The messages coming from, you know, top professionals in the fitness and sports industry is as clear now as it was to Muhammad Ali back in the day. And he said, "I am the greatest. I said that even before I knew I was." So I started this podcast to add more weight to my own personal coaching philosophy of integrating beliefs with behavior. I've seen so much of people treating their problems with superficial short-term solutions, the effect, but not the cause. And I believe we'll have to go to the root cause of the problems in our life. And that is more than skin deep. It's a minefield, or mindfield, if you excuse the pun. For you to successfully integrate changes in your weight, body composition, training, life, or business, you must change your mindset. You've heard that one before, right? You are where you are today because of your previous actions. Were they positive? Judging by the fact that maybe you're listening to this, then I could make the assumption that you want to shift something somewhere in your life. You know, we spend hundreds of thousands of pounds over our lifetime on houses, clothes, TV, phones, cars, etc. Yet if you ask someone what they invest in their mind and body, they generally scorn at you. After all, it's the physical body you live in for your entire existence in this planet, right? Not that long, is it? But hey, don't worry. I've nothing to sell you here other than my voice in exchange for your time. I'm certainly not a guru. I don't consider myself an expert. I'm not a scientist, a doctor, not qualified in mental health. I'm just a man who made a decision, the decision to change my thought process from one of limitation to that of opportunity. And I've made mistakes with that, big ones, with big consequences for me, my family, and other people. And here's the thing, the harshest lessons tend to teach us the most. So if you're listening and have been impacted by my mistakes, then allow me to apologize for how I've made you feel. Maybe you'll learn more about how other people impact your feelings and emotions as we move through the episodes each week. And hey, let's get this out of the way. If you don't like me, don't listen to me. Because your energy is precious. Keep it for what matters, and I know that I will not be for everyone, and I'm okay with that. So, a brief background on me, the one doing the show. I studied leisure at college, It was a little open-ended in vocation, but we had some crack. I then went on to complete an honours degree in leisure and sport at Leeds Met. I've worked at Leeds United in education through sport, coached for Major League Soccer camps in the USA. I've lots of coaching badges, qualified as a personal trainer, and I've spent the last few years learning and implementing as much as I could around personal development. I've recently just finished the successful year-long internship mentoring personal trainers, coaches, and gym owners for a company called Elevate, and I'm excited for what the future holds for me. But Elevate doesn't hold it for me because it is closing its doors this year as the owners pursue other personal projects. And that's what this year, 2020, has been about: change, transition, adaptation, and ultimately perseverance. But it's important to know a little bit about me, not to massage my ego, but just for context. So in 2017, I left a well-paid government job of 13 years, kissed goodbye to a six-figure pension because I wanted more from my life. I wanted to choose my life, my path, my hours, my income, my colleagues, my environment, and ultimately my thoughts. And I didn't expect it to be easy. The things that we value, you know, they're rarely easy to come by. I had always felt stuck, held back, imprisoned in a job because I had responsibilities at home. I slipped into the dark corridors of anxiety and depression over several years until literally one day I sat and cried in front of my boss about how I wanted out. And people normally only left that job that I was in by one of three avenues: death, retirement, or gross misconduct. I mooted the idea of leaving the several people I work with, and they all said the same thing. You know, you couldn't leave the money. I believed it could, but I didn't know how. So one day I seized an opportunity. May 2017, I made a decision. And I walked out. Literally walked out the door. And basically, I only came back in that door to hand in my notice. I left on the 10th of October, 2017, 13 years to the exact day that I joined. Anyways, here we are, over 3 years later, and you know what I regret? Nothing. I think you should only regret the things that you don't do, and take responsibility for the things that you do do. Now, making a change is not an easy thing to do. Trainers and coaches have long talked of belief, mindset, desire, and discipline. But I found I could actually package that as part of my service altogether. There was always doubt in my head. Of course there was. There's always going to be doubt, because doubt is fear of the unknown, fear of failure. We have to remove doubt when it comes to change. So I obviously decided I had to do it. There can be no doubt. I've got stick. I've been ridiculed on social media. I've been torn apart mentally, physically, and emotionally. But you know what? I'm still here. And if you're listening to this, then know one thing: you can only feel when you quit. So don't fucking quit. Failure is just a perception, like success. Success is merely a perception. We decide what they mean to us. What I changed wasn't simply my environment, it was my internal dialogue. It was who I was being. That's what allowed me to change my environment. Not what I was doing, it's who I was being. Because you're only as good at the doing bit of your life as the person that's doing the doing. We be, we feel, we do, we have. Be it, feel it, do it, have it. So instead of thinking, just do it, maybe try, just be it. So look, maybe you're wondering now what it is that I actually do. What's my title? I see lots of people bashing life coaches, and while I'm not a life coach, I'm more than happy for people to call me one. Basically though, you can call me whatever you want. Say what you want, because what I want is to help you, and that's the most important thing. To give you a strategy, a process, and to help you process. As I sign off from this quick intro to the podcast, I'll leave you with a question for you to think over in relation to yourself. Who was I being that created everything that I have in my life? So who was I being that created everything that I have in my life? I'll maybe see you in the next one.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. you can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request, and you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.